It's 8:55 and 46 degrees. It's time to check in on the markets. And for that, we go to Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brent.
Well, looking at things here today, looks like that USDA report from yesterday is having a pretty good impact so far today.
Yeah, just kind of the market's continuing to trade lower in the corn, and the beans are supported all kind of in reaction to the acreage estimates yesterday. Wheat has come back some, and it's about unchanged now. And some of the outside markets are a little bit negative here today with the crude, the equities, the metals all kind of lower here right now. The dollar is actually was a little bit weaker earlier, and it's back a little bit about 20 points right now. We're already seeing, I think if you look at one thing, when we look at that acreage report yesterday, if you look at when it was compiled, which was around the first mid part of March, since then we've probably seen about a 50-cent gain on corn and spring wheat, and we've seen about a 65-cent gain on corn and beans. So I would guess we're probably already seeing some changes in the acreage, at least in some parts of the country. We'll be kind of switching our focus, I believe, the market will be next week. We're going to be probably looking closer at the progress and the, you know, how planning's getting along, that type of thing, as we move into April here. Big volume yesterday after the report, about 910,000 contracts of corn trading. We have the funds almost near a record short here again now on the corn. The crush report, the February crush report comes out this afternoon. We have an average estimate of about 155 million. That could have some influence on the beans this afternoon. Other news that we're seeing here, the Argentina government announced they increased their production on beans by about 2 million metric tons there overnight. If we look at the technical side of what we're doing here on the corn, of course, we may do contract lows, but if you look at it on a weekly chart, we're right down at the previous lows that we had back there in late September, early October, and we're testing those. And if we, you know, if we can't hold those lows, then it's kind of open all the way down into the 320s type area, but on the nearby contract here. But so far, we've been able to hold above that. I think we could, with it oversold as much as it is, I think we could see a bounce. But what we've done is we've added another layer of resistance on above the market here in the corn, it seems like to me. On the soybeans, I think the 920 area on the nearby is a pretty critical area. We've been up to that area here not too recent, or just recently, and couldn't get through it. I think it'll be critical to see whether we can get through that area, but I'd look for selling to come in there at that area on the 920 nearby beans.
All right, Bill.
That pretty much covers it, Brian.
Very good. Have a great weekend.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us this morning from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Weather-wise today, cooler temperatures, partly sunny skies, chance of showers out there today, but as Drew mentioned, not much to speak of in terms of actual rainfall. With a high of 56 degrees, west winds increasing this afternoon, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of showers this evening, then mostly clear after midnight, the low 32. Mostly sunny and windy for the day tomorrow, a high of 50 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear skies, some areas of frost after midnight, and a low of 27 degrees. And then for Sunday, sunny and breezy, we expect a high of 58 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find our ag programming online at willag.org. On Point is next. It's 9 o'clock.